BBC Audio presents In Patagonia and More, a collection of full-cast dramatisations and readings from novelist and travel writer Bruce Chatwin.
Hola!
Hola!
You the writer?
Hello!
Well, are you?
Sorry?
The writer, Jack, from England.
Oh, yes, yes, I am.
Bill Phillips. Believe you're meant to be up on your way to see me.
Ah, yes. Yes, how do you do?
Hop in then, man. Haven't got all day. Don't mind the door. Gets a little sticky. Just give it a good heave to.
Ah, I think that's done it.
Jolly good. Excuse the grain sacks, won't you? Don't ask me why they smell so dreadfully of goat.
Ah, I was just about to take a taxi.
Huh?
To your farm.
Oh, I'll see Enrico's properly compensated.
Enrico?
The taxi driver. Music?
Sure, great.
No one who left it here, no idea. One of the farm hands, I expect.
Thanks again, Bill, for the lift. Much appreciated.
Best grab your seat, gets a bit bumpy, the road's in bad, eh?
Y al ladito de mi papá fui creciendo en el trabajo.
In Patagonia by Bruce Chatwin, dramatized by Sebastian Bachkiewicz.
Con mi pura habilidad me las di de carpintero, de estucador y albañil.
In my grandmother's dining room, when I was just a child, there was a glass-fronted cabinet, and in the cabinet, a piece of skin, coarse and leathery. With strands of reddish hair, it was stuck to a card with a rusty pin. My mother told me it was a brontosaurus, and that this particular brontosaurus had lived in Patagonia, a country at the farthest end of the world. And it was here that my ancestor, Charlie Millward, had gone and discovered it 100 years ago or so in a cave at the foot of a glacier encased in a lump of prehistoric ice.
Wind's picking up.
Never seems to stop, does it?
The road?
The wind.
Muy fuerte.
Huh?
Wind in Patagonia.
Ah. Muy fuerte.
Never have I ever wanted anything as much as I wanted that piece of brontosaurus skin. To discover the land of its origin. To commence a quest whose final destination was entirely unknown to me in a strange and distant land at the very end of the world named after the Patagon. A dog-headed monster whose appetite, like death itself, knew no bounds.
Hello. Bill, there's a truck approaching.
Yeah. You okay?
Sí, muy bien. Close call.
Huh?
Just then?
Not so close. We're in England.
Sorry?
Your home.
London. London mainly, Gloucestershire sometimes. I mean, most recently New York.
New York, eh? The Bronx is up and the banner is down. The people ride and the hole in the ground.
It really was a pretty close shave just now.
Was it? Well, this is bad, old boy. Hoping to make it all the way to 1974, are we?
Yeah, I'd very much like to if I can.
1974, I ask you. Unbelievable. Hold up.
Something the matter?
Just picking up Matteo. Bola, Matteo! Climb up on the back.
Will Lito! Will Matteo be okay back there?
As she prefers it. Hold tight now, Mr. Writer Man. Some sharp bends coming up.
Oh, no.
Not that you'd credit it if you saw me today. Here, in this impossibly well-appointed garden in the south of France, overlooking the glimmering Med, wheelchair-bound and snugly, bundled in a yellow blanket. But there, I most certainly was on that first, somewhat overcast morning in Patagonia. Squished up in the front seat of Bill Phillips' old pickup. Every inch the sandy-haired, pale-skinned and ersatz nomad. My entire outward appearance, despite, as I recall, much strenuous effort on my part, screaming, "Stranger in a strange land." As Farmer Bill bounced his filthy pickup farmward, his face as deep-tanned and creased as any one of his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?